What good is a big vocabulary? I had the delight of hearing a gentleman by the name of Hiram Smith speak at a conference a year or two ago, and I really, really was struck by the value of what he had to offer about vocabulary and his discussion around vocabulary. Mr. Smith is a distinguished author, speaker, and businessman who co-founded Franklin Covey. It's an international organization, an international company, that specializes in helping businesses improve performance. For many years, Mr. Smith was the company's CEO, and his entire career has been an exploration of how to help people govern their personal and professional lives with integrity. So how does language fit into that picture? As Mr. Smith noted, we cannot think any deeper than our vocabulary will allow. A thought so brilliant and obvious that it really gave me pause. He called a warning to us all when he noted that there are 243,000 words in the English language. And Winston Churchill, who was the famed Prime Minister of Great Britain, Mr. Churchill died in 1965, I believe, but he had the largest working vocabulary of anyone ever known, and that was 25,000 words that Winston Churchill had at his command. The average business person today, according to Mr. Smith, is they have a working vocabulary of 12,000 words. And the average American teenager has a working vocabulary of 2,300 words. So what are the biggest thoughts one can think with a working vocabulary of 2,300 words? Mr. Smith further quoted some statistics from American booksellers Barnes & Noble, who I think most of us have heard of, and their studies show that the top two reasons people buy books are, number one, to give as gifts, and number two, because it will look good on my credenza. Furthermore, 95% of the books purchased at Barnes & Noble never get read. Finally, Mr. Smith quoted another study that was done to determine the common denominator of successful people in any walk of life, and the key variable turned out to be a large working vocabulary. So how do we build our vocabulary? And the answer is read. The creation of more avid readers is great news for those of my clients who are currently writing books, and it's a promising concept for anyone whose work involves the communication of ideas. The more words you have at your disposal, the bigger your thoughts can be and the better able you are to communicate your message to your audience. Mr. Smith spoke at length as well about the connection between values, beliefs, and results, and he suggested that inner peace is a result of bringing what we do into alignment with what matters most to us. So interesting things to think about, and as someone who makes their living in the field of communication with words and ideas, I really enjoyed hearing what Mr. Smith had to say. If you'd like to talk to me more or connect with me more about the ideas that you have about communication and language, then I invite you to get in touch at Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at crossmancommunications.com. And good luck for great writing ahead.